Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, and my goodness, this morning I'm joined by Eric Stotz. It's kind of weird to not have Lee Cantor as my co-host.
Very strange, I'm sure.
I don't know that I can do it without him. This is a first time for me, Eric. You're very special. After 100 shows, I now have a new co-host for the day.
I feel very special.
100 shows. We had our anniversary, I guess it was a couple weeks ago. And out of 100 shows, I kind of counted it up. We had over 438 guests come through our station.
Amazing.
In the seats you're sitting in now. I mean, although we have upgraded our studio a time or two, it's amazing all the business owners that we have with us. But I'm excited about our show today because, Eric, when you came to me and were telling me about the Rotary Club, I didn't really know much about it. And it's a very rich organization with a lot of tradition. So I'm excited about our show today to learn more about Rotary, learn more about the four businesses that represent the Rotary today, and also just to have a little roundtable discussion and inform our listeners to how Rotary may help their business and kind of give them a snapshot of what it's all about.
Sounds great.
So let's get started. This morning we have with us Bill Snellings from Snellings Walters Insurance Agency. Welcome.
Thank you.
We also have Justin Daniels. And Justin is, goodness, he's got a wealth of knowledge in a lot of things. We'll let him tell us more about that in a little bit. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Fran, who is with State Farm. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you.
And Eric, tell us what your business is.
I work for Advantech. It's a professional HR organization, and typically we work with businesses who are, you know, quite frankly, frustrated with the growing number of things cutting into their profitability. Typically, mm-hmm. we find they're people or employment related. And the, you know, going into the Rotary organization has given me a wonderful foray into meeting folks like Bill, who was my sponsor, into the Sandy Springs Rotary, and just building those relationships and fostering those networking partnerships has really helped all of our businesses.
Wonderful. So, Bill, you've been in Sandy Springs and in the area a long time, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I'm an old Atlanta guy. I grew up in Atlanta, and I've been living with my family in Sandy Springs for 25 years. So it's very much home to me, and our business has been in the Sandy Springs area, in Atlanta for 56 years, but in the Sandy Springs area for 17 years. So it's very much home to me, and that's why the Sandy Springs Rotary Club was a natural in terms of joining a group that does so much good work in our community and in and around Sandy Springs.
Now, Justin, tell me, what is it that you do? I know you're with a law firm. Maybe give us a snapshot of your business, and then we'll go around and talk again a little bit more about how Rotary impacts your business.
Sure. My business is I'm an attorney. I represent either serial entrepreneurs or emerging and middle market companies, and my areas of expertise are corporate and commercial real estate law. Since my office is in Sandy Springs, I'm involved in several activities that are in Sandy Springs, one of which is the Rotary, and I'm involved in Rotary because the immediate past president, Bill Holden, and of course Bill Snellings, suggested that I get involved, and I've enjoyed the people that I've met in Rotary and what our mission stands for, and so I've been a member now for a year, and now I am the Director of Community Service.
Okay, great. Now, Fran, again, your business is very relationship-driven as well. Sounds like you have a rich history in the Sandy Springs area. Tell us a little bit about your business. I understand, you know, a lot of times when people think of State Farm, they only think of one type of insurance. I understand there's financial services and other things that go along with that. Give us a little overview of it.
Thank you, Amy. I'm Fran Farias, and I have been in the Sandy Springs area since 1980. Seen a lot of changes that have happened, and my association with State Farm that began in 1990, so I'm approaching my 20th year. I've seen a lot of changes not only in Sandy Springs but also with State Farm. You're right. We did start off with auto and home and life and health, but about 10 years ago branched into banking and financial services. So I wear a mortgage broker hat, an insurance hat, as well as a registered rep hat.
That's a lot of hats.
One
thing I do notice about all four businesses is that they're very much relationship-driven. And nobody's going to trust you with their finances or their insurance or their life or their legal matters if they don't have a relationship with you. Can y'all just give me a little bit of a briefing on how the relationships develop at Rotary Club? Or maybe we should even just back up and talk about the richness of it and the founding of it and then we can dovetail into the relationship part. So, Bill, I understand you're a past president, right?
Yes, yes.
What does that mean? Are you elected?
Well, yes. You kind of volunteer. You know, our club in Sandy Springs has been around since 1973. Rotary as an organization has been around almost 100 years and was founded by three men in Chicago. Where were they?
Yes, they were. It was actually Paul Harris.
Yeah, go ahead.
Paul Harris was the founder, and he approached three other business leaders in the community of Chicago saying, what can we do in 1905, and saying, how can we, you know, help our community? And it started out, one person was an attorney, and another one was, well, I don't recall all the, but Paul Harris was an attorney, that was for sure. And they created this relationship. They moved from one office to another, and that rotation kind of triggered the name of Rotary.
Okay. So I understand with over 32,000 Rotary clubs around the globe, there's more than 1,200,000 men and women that belong to Rotary. That's huge. And I also didn't realize it's international. And I got to be honest, I actually thought it was all men.
That changed a long time ago.
It
was,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rotary was men only until the early 70s.
Fran, aren't you so glad they let us in?
That's true. And it was actually in the late 1980s that women in the Atlanta area started moving into Rotary. And so it was certainly a target area for me. My father was in another service organization, and that's really been a part of my whole lifestyle of being involved in service relationships and so forth.
So you've touched on service. Can one of you please address just how they go about service in the community? Rotary is geographically divided, correct?
That's correct. In Georgia, we're in District 6900, or at least in Sandy Springs.
Okay.
For instance, Fran is at the district level, and she heads up community projects all throughout the district. So a lot of the clubs, about 100 of them, roll up to Fran and look for her to guidance and leadership for community service opportunities, for Rotary International projects, and really to provide, you know, best practices information to how to utilize the club's funds the best way on a domestic and international basis. You asked about international projects. Rotary takes on, I think the first international project we really took on was to eradicate polio. And at this point, we're about 99% polio has almost vanished. But there's still some pockets in Africa, for instance, that are very difficult to reach. But through the long arms of Rotary and through our 1 million members plus, we're able to go into those localized rural areas in Africa, for instance, to immunize children at a young age, which is when polio really sets in. So that was one of the first initiatives on an international scale.
Okay. Justin, can you maybe give us a snapshot of some of the service projects you've been involved in?
Certainly. In the past year, I'd say one of the biggest facets of what we do is community literacy. A lot of people may not realize that with the public schools we have around, there's a lot of kids there who are at risk for reading. So some of the programs that we do, we have a big program called it's the Dictionary Project for Kids. And so we'll go around to several of the local schools, and we'll provide the kids there in the elementary schools with a dictionary, which for some of them is the first book they get, and it has the Rotary four-way test, and we go around to the different schools, and we give that to them. Another program we're going to have this year, which is a first-time program, is the First Foundation, where we're going to provide books to kids and families so that the parents, it may be the first books that they have, can read to kids from 0 to 5 years old. And so the idea is that if you have parents reading to you at night, as a child, that you're going to grow up and you're going to enjoy reading, and once again, that goes towards literacy. And I think for me personally, I participated in the graduation coach program, where people like myself will go into the school and talk to kids who are at risk for reading and math, to explain to them why math is important or why reading's important. Like a guy will be playing, you know, his little PlayStation. I'll be like, do you know how they write the software? And he's like, no. And I'm like, it's because of coding and math. That's why you want to have math. Wouldn't you like to write one of these games someday? And the kid's like, oh, yeah, I can see why understanding math or reading might be important.
That's an interesting project. And I think that reading in our schools is probably down a lot given the test scores in Georgia. And to have supplemental programs like yourself going into school sounds like a valuable asset. Fran, what are some of the other programs that you can shed light on that might be going on right now on the service end?
just to piggyback off of what Justin was saying, the dictionary project that was started 4 or 5 years ago in Sandy Springs goes out to each one of the third graders. And 2 years ago, we started with the Words of Government. That was a spinoff of that, which really became an educational opportunity. It was during the election, so kids got involved. And Sandy, the Spalding Elementary School in Sandy Springs was the first school to pilot that. I think we're going to go into a second school this year, I believe, Justin. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Expand off of that, and Eric mentioned that I was the district director for service projects. With our 77 clubs in District 6900, our focus this year is primarily on water and sanitation. It's on literacy and education, maternal and child health, also economic and community development, as well as hunger. So whether it's local projects, also partnering with international projects. So it's a great opportunity to meet people all over the world. I was in California last week visiting my daughter and stopped in at the Arenda Rotary Club, and, of course, it's a club of 60 years. Sandy Springs is 37 or 8. And so it's interesting to see the things that they do, and we all do a lot of the same things, but there's some other things that you pick up new ideas, and that's really what it's all going to be about. I will also spin off with one other thing that I'm our district governor this year is wanting to host a district projects fair, which will be in Columbus in August. And it's an opportunity for all the Rotarians to see some new ideas, bring it back to their community, share. This dictionary project is something that's spread across the whole state now, as well as the country. I'm going to give up the mic a minute.
Yeah, Bill, I would love to know. You've been in Rotary quite some time. Walk us through maybe a memorable service project that you've been involved in.
I've been in Rotary for 10 years, and the several different ones. I mean, one night I spent the night with about 60 foreign students on the floor at North Springs High School. That was one of my first Rotary events, because our club, we sponsor a student every year from a foreign country to learn about the U.S. and to go to college. So we pay for that. And then the other clubs around our district also sponsor students. And so we end up with, you know, 70 or 80 foreign students in the U.S. for a year, ages 18 to 21. And so I spent the night on the floor in the gym with these 80 children. They didn't sleep at all, by the way.
And what about you?
No.
Not so much?
Not so much. And they played basketball all night. But, you know, but other things, short, meaningful things, tutoring a 9-year-old girl from Africa whose parents don't speak English for an hour and a half over at High Point Elementary School the past few months ago was very meaningful to me. And it was a simple little thing, but it was so neat to watch this little girl read English, because she didn't have anybody at home to help
right.
with that.
I bet that was special. And what is your contact with someone like that in the tutoring program? How often are you with them?
Well, you don't really tutor the same child each time. We volunteer for a couple of hours, and this is going on every week. And the Sandy Springs Mission has a bus, and they bring the kids at risk from after school over to the church, where this goes on for a few hours, and then the bus takes them back to the Sandy Springs Mission. The Sandy Springs Mission also, by the way, is a huge project for our club, and we have a lot of involvement with them. Here again, heavily about literacy, because these children, getting these kids reading, and especially as they get older, that means they graduate from high school. And if they graduate from high school, they don't go to jail. I mean, if you look at the percentage of youth or young adults in jail today, the numbers that didn't finish high school is huge. And so something in our community that we work on very hard is this literacy issue that Justin was talking about a few minutes ago.
And how do y'all decide on these projects? I mean, is there a governing body? I mean, do you just sit around and think about what would be good in the community, or are these projects offered from another level to the local Sandy Springs level? Anybody have an answer for that?
It's local. I mean, the president and the board decides. You know, we look at the leadership of Rotary International and the theme of the organization from the top down, and they usually create a theme, and then we try to follow. But but it really comes down to our club and our leadership deciding on which projects we want to do based on the money that we've raised and what we have to spend. So it's, you know, and a lot of them are ongoing year after year. You know, this literacy is something that just continues. And so we have many projects that repeat year to year, and then we add and take away some.
Eric, is there an acceptance process if one of our listeners is interested in the Rotary? I mean, what do you have to do?
Well, really, we are about 70, right around 70 members. We are certainly looking for top prospects who are civic or business leaders inside the Sandy Springs community, preferably. But they can really reside in any community, especially if they work here. But really, a lot of times, like I was sponsored by Bill, and we're recommended for membership. There are certain classifications of businesses within each Rotary Club, but I would say it's a fairly easy process to get involved. If someone comes with the, I would say, proper mindset of service before self, which is our motto, and they would like to give back to the community, I would say it's a very easy process. So what we like to do is invite them to come to two meetings. Then there's a vote to induct them or sponsor them into the membership. And basically, they jump right in and get involved with service.
How many hours a week do y'all feel that you might spend on Rotary? Maybe we should say how many hours a month. I mean, it sounds like you could get really involved. Fran, maybe this one's directed at you.
Well, it certainly is. I have three passions. One is my work and my family and Rotary. And, well, maybe four, church and choir and so forth. But you know, you're right. You can spend a lot of time. I spend probably 10 to 20% of every day dealing with something to do with Rotary. Now, that scares off a lot of people, and it shouldn't, because, again, it's where your passion is. Mm-hmm. And I see so many different things that can be accomplished there. So I don't have just one focus, even though international was the real key that brought me to the table. I like the diversity of the members, and that's what Eric was talking about. Our membership is limited to 10% of each particular field. Mm-hmm. So you have attorneys, you have insurance people, you have mortgage people, you have HR folks, you have all the different types. And they bring on a very interesting mix of how they do business and what you can learn from each other, whether serving on projects or just sitting at fairs and sharing Rotary.
Interesting. So, Justin, in the time you've been with the Rotary, have you made business relationships? Have you fostered things that have actually helped your business through service?
Well, I think since I've been in Rotary, I mean, obviously I think there's a business networking component to it, but I mainly got involved in it because I wanted to be more involved in the community and I liked the message of the organization.
Right.
The business networking part, sure, there's a big component of that. I mean, I sit in the room with people who I know very well through business and through Rotary, but the primary focus of what I was looking to do is I wanted to be involved in the organization, do good things in the community, and to kind of talk about the question you asked before about, you know, how much involvement. Well, last year I was, you know, simply a member and I participated in some projects. You come to our weekly meeting, which is, it's about an hour, but it's once a week. But this year, now that I'm on the board and I'm director of community service, now I'm learning skills such as I have to manage 10 projects, a budget of $15,000. I have to make sure that the people below me are doing what they need to be doing and the projects are getting done. And what I would suggest is that these are skills that, as an attorney, sometimes I'm used to micromanaging because I feel responsible for what I do, and it's required that I get out of my comfort zone and learn some other skills of delegating, having a budget, things that I may not get in my job but will make me better at it. And I think there are skills such as that you can get from doing things like Rotary that you don't ordinarily get, and it's an opportunity for people to see you in a different capacity, and that's how you make a lot of long-term friendships and business relationships.
Absolutely. Definitely a lot of value in that. Eric, how about you? How much time are you spending on Rotary?
I spend 2 to 3 hours a week, I would say, depending on the level of service projects going on at one particular time. But I'm also the club photographer.
Oh, so, hence
and a very
photos.
Good one at that, I'll mean.
And what that has actually turned out to be a godsend, because I've met a number of members through a number of different events, and I'm always encouraged to participate in the after-hours events or the community service events or anything relating to Rotary, and it's afforded me the possibility to meet a lot of different members. And that's what Rotary is all about, giving back to the community, building long-term friendships, really. And if it turns into business, great. But if it doesn't, I don't think that's the primary purpose of everybody's attendance.
Sure. It doesn't appear to be. I mean, everybody that comes to Rotary, their heart is really about the service and about their community. Fran, one more question for you. You've been doing this a long time, and it's obviously a passion of yours. Can you maybe walk us through the leadership course? I mean, you can be just a member, right? Or if you aspire to be more and to get your feet wet in other areas, how does that work?
Sure. As Bill mentioned earlier, he said, you know, the opportunity is the word volunteer. Mm-hmm. And anytime you're involved in a service organization, you've got to be able to step up. And the only time that we say when you join Rotary that you can say no is when you join. And after that, you're always supposed to say yes. At what level is what one person is able to do? I've been involved in community service, vocational service, international service, hosted the international student. I did have the opportunity of bypassing treasurer and secretary because I said I was not going to do that. So I skipped over to vice president and later on president, and that was several years ago. And then after that, you're always kind of encouraged to be involved in the district level and worked on several foundation committees, and this year was selected to be a district director. And I'm also, we're encouraging members. This has been going on for about 5 years, the Rotary Leadership Institute, and I've just completed my certification as a discussion leader. And it's an opportunity for Rotarians, no matter ever how many years they've been in Rotary, you can always learn something. And there's three levels that are three different courses that you can get involved in. And, of course, that just provides you a lot more information. So we're going to encourage our members, not only those that are aspiring to be president, but also others that are interested to learn more about Rotary and how to serve.
Great. Bill, any of our listeners that this is resonating with them, they think, I want to get involved in my community or I would love to do more service, where do they start?
Well, Rotary, you know, the website is a great place to start, just the Rotary International website. And from there, you could go to our website and or find a Rotary club close to where you live and work. I mean, you know, there are many, many clubs around Metro Atlanta. Of all sizes. You know, the club, we have 70 members. There are clubs that have 15 members and clubs that have 400 members. So you need to find one that suits your style and size. There are clubs that meet at lunch. There are clubs that meet for breakfast. There are those that meet for supper. I mean, you know, so there's lots to choose from. So it's finding
our
that.
Website.
I'm yeah.
Our website is www.sandyspringsrotary.org. So please, if you're interested in coming by on a Monday at noon to just have a bite to eat, learn more about mm-hmm. Rotary, just go to our website, click on Contact Us, or show up at Hammond Glen on Monday afternoons at noon, and we'd love to have you for lunch.
That sounds great. I might have to check that out.
Please do.
We don't have anyone from radio, by the way.
We don't have anyone from radio. I might have to check that out.
Diversity. Mm-hmm.
So if I come to a meeting, it's just a, you know, check it out meeting, right?
It's a free lunch on us.
Oh, can't beat that.
Sounds like
a win-win.
There is such a thing as a free lunch.
And it also sounds like a great way, too, to focus your service efforts. I mean, there's so many people looking to get involved, and can be fragmented. You know, when you're doing a little service here, a little service there, it would be nice to have it all under one umbrella and have those that are like-minded working with you.
Yeah, one thing I would say from a new member's perspective is you're allowed to be as involved as you want to be. Mm-hmm. And Rotary is one of the most well-oiled machines or most well-organized organizations that I've ever been a part of. So it's phenomenal when you look onto a domestic and even local level, but when you get into the international projects, the level of impact we have to small rural communities in Uganda or Venezuela or South America or anywhere else where we're actually purifying water for villages to allow them to live and sustain, have a sustainable life. It's truly remarkable.
And just to piggyback on that, our Rotary Foundation, which the powerhouse that's behind that, we're non-political, we're non-religious, so we can get beyond those borders. We can do the polio projects. We can do the clean water projects. We can do all these things, and they welcome us. You Rotarians around the world in 163 countries, and how many of them are there in the United Nations? And we do partner a lot with the United Nations. That also is a factor.
Any final thoughts, Justin?
Oh, I would just add one other thing. I think like any other organization, you know, you get out of it what you put into it. And really the rewarding part is obviously we meet every week for lunch, but the real value in what we do is really getting involved in the service projects, the literacy, the Coats for Kids, and getting out in the community, because that's really where our organization is rewarding for the members who are a part of it.
Terrific. Bill, any final thoughts from you?
Well, I can only say that the 10 years I've been involved have been very meaningful to me. I wanted, like Justin talked about, join something that did something in the community, and this is has been a wonderful experience. When they asked me to be president a couple of years ago, I agreed, and what was so gratifying is the fact that Fran said a few minutes ago is when you ask people to do various projects, they say yes. And so, you know, in my I'm in a business where I have 35 employees where I, you know, you tell people what to do. In this organization, you're asking people to do on their own time for, you know, for because it's the right thing to do. And so, it's like Justin said a little while ago, developing the skills of dealing with volunteers is a new skill set and a wonderful one that I've gotten better at. So it's been a great time for me.
Wonderful. I hate to say this, Eric, but we are out of time.
That flew by. So I guess we'll see you and Lee on Monday.
Yes. You know, Mondays are good for me, too. That's usually my office day. So by noon, I'm ready to get out and have lunch and be with folks and learn more about service.
Fabulous.
Thank you all for sharing your experiences with us today and the Rotary experience, especially because we would love to have some of our listeners engage in this community service and the Rotary Club. Thanks for being with us today. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show.